Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Welcome to the show, and I'm thrilled to have with me today the true accounting legend that is Paul Dunn. Good day to you, sir.
That's quite some introduction. I'm already embarrassed.
Does that sit well with you, accounting legend, Paul?
I tell you what, yes, I was introduced not that long ago, and the guy introduced me, gave me this big introduction, and used the word legend, which I didn't expect. And the people on the front row, and it really was a close row, if you know what I mean. And one guy turns to the other and says, Jesus, he's still alive. So, I mean, I think that's overplayed. My life has been one of incredible luck. Part of that is being the right place at the right time and open to a whole lot of ideas and being able to express them in a way that people find compelling. But anyway, thank you for it.
You're very humble. You've been given a lifetime service award to the accounting profession in the UK. You work all over the world. Australia is your homeland, Paul. How did the story begin?
Yeah, sure. That was in 1992 when I was in front of an audience. Although I'd spent some time with accountants when I was running a software company, but I'm not one. And that gave me an interesting perspective. So anyway, I'm in this event and a guy comes up to me during the break and he said, you're stupid. And I said, sorry. And he said, well, here you are talking to these 400 entrepreneurs. And yet I'm the one person in the event that you should be talking with really specially. And this was a guy I had actually worked with. He was an accountant. Right? And he said, because Paul, you see, everybody else in this room, they can't leverage these ideas. Mm. You know, the dry cleaner can apply it for the dry cleaner, but I can leverage it because every single one of the people in this room has an accountant. And Rob, I seriously went home and I wrote this direct marketing piece. It was 4 pages. You know, I just wrote it from the heart. I said, you know, we're going to create this thing. It's called the Accountant Bootcamp. It's going to be a high-end event. People I showed the letter to before I emailed it said, you got to be kidding. Accountants will be sitting there looking at their watch because they do everything in 6-minute units, you know, and they're not going to come to a high-end venue.
But 20,000 accountants just later, Paul, and that's the
legacy. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, the funny thing was that 3 days later, one of these people that loved to go down the letterboxes, you know, to see what's in the letterboxes when we had letterboxes.
Okay.
I go down the letterbox and the venue will only take 110 people, right? That's all the venue would take. Right? Mm. And I go there and there's 117 bookings 3 days later.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh my God. There
but you knew you were onto something.
Yeah. But I just knew that accountants change lives. I just knew that. And the problem was that they didn't. They didn't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you knew that, I mean, if you knew that you changed lives, how could you conceivably price yourself in 6-minute units? I mean, you couldn't. Come on.
But tell us, Paul, what has changed since 1992?
That's a great question. There's a couple of things. One, more and more people have understood that basic point. Accountants at that point were all about reporting on history as opposed to helping their selected clients create history. Mm-hmm. And so that gap still exists between what the business community needs and what the accountants feel comfortable providing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, COVID hit. And if ever you wanted an acceleration of understanding the true value that the profession is able to provide, surely to goodness, I mean, if you've been on the planet in the last 4 or 5 months, you know, there it was, right?
Yeah.
There it was, right there. And it was during that time that I thought, my goodness, I really need to step up this message now even more. You've got clients who now understand in a different way the value of having sound financial advice.
You bring up an interesting point that I called you earlier an accounting legend and asked you how comfortably you wore that. When we look at the mantle of trusted advisor, how comfortable do you feel accountants are in wearing that mantle?
Well, there's two words together, right? Trusted advisor. But the problem is, in order to be a trusted advisor, guess what?
Yeah.
You have to give the advice. If you don't do that, how can you be trusted? So the profession is smack dab in the middle of a monumental transformation. I really think that's it. You can choose to be a part of that and elevate the client experience. You can boost the teams, you know, and you can enhance the culture. And what a perfect time to reset for better. Yeah. What a perfect time, not to say, how do we get back on track? But what a perfect time to say, were we on the right track?
Very
or do we need to get on a different track?
Very
And I think more and more people are understanding that it needs to be a different track line. So I feel very good about that.
And I love the way you put it as a monumental transformation, because you've lived through a recession or two. You've seen dark times, but we've not had anything like this, have we? This feels different.
No, it does feel different. You know, the speed of change, the way in which it hit, it was just amazing.
Do you feel that accountants coped as a race, as a species, with what happened, Paul? Because they're not accustomed to change. They're not accustomed to uncertainty, are they? They deal in solid data, and they've been the same way for many, many years. The balance sheet's not changed. The train's not really changed. So this really hit them, did it?
Well, it did. You know, a lot of people were saying when COVID hit, they were saying, okay, what is this a perfect time to do? It's a perfect time to double down on the relationship. This is all about connection. That's what this is all about. And what accounting firms need to do is that create a place that people feel they want to belong to. And it's that connection and belonging that is really, really important. You know, the world has changed. The way we have to articulate value has changed. One of the changes is changing about value to standing for values. This whole shift that has been accelerating, you know, the whole shift from money to meaning, that shift is critical. Here's two sentences that people might want to take from this, right? One, income follows impact, right? The impact that you make. Mm. And once you get that, guess what? Profit follows purpose.
Yeah.
And so once you become the firm that understands that, you then share that with the clients, because what's good for you is good for them.
Yeah.
Let's not make any mistake about that. And then you can say to the clients, by the way, look at what we're doing. You should be doing that as well. You want to call that advice? Well, let's call it advice. But it's really, we are a great example of what we believe in. And we believe in certain things. We believe that values are more crucial than value in a real sense. I don't want to downplay value. Obviously, that's important. But we are in new time, moving from reporting on history to helping your selected clients create history.
Yeah.
Are there some people that wouldn't want to do that? Sure, but they don't need to be your client. And really, you are measured by the company you keep. You really are. And so when you stand for something bigger, when there's something that's bigger than you that you're standing for, guess what? The clients you're going to attract are the clients that feel okay about themselves doing that as well. And yes, we've had crises before, but nothing like this, in terms of speed and will we get through it and all of that kind of stuff. I think one of the most exciting times.
And back in the day, Paul, you wrote the breakthrough book, Firm of the Future, with Ron Baker, your good friend, another accounting legend. And when you think about Firm of the Future as you wrote it back then, how close are we to the firms you're working with right now?
Oh, it's a great question. I think all of the principles that we were outlining right then, connection, we were outlining belonging, but the methodology by which we did that was quite different. The principles still apply, and that's why people still buy the book. And I think the other thing that's very interesting, 1996, really, Ron started articulating debate around value pricing and stuff like that. And I remember up until 2015, he was quite sort of, oh my gosh, you know, are people really going to get it? And you would have seen the latest study, year ago in the UK, which said close to 70% of people were actually adopting that. It moved away from hourly billing and stuff. So I think the messages are there and I think they're still relevant, but I think what we've now just gone through is amplifying the need to actually go for it.
Talk to us about leadership, Paul. You have led as a thought leader, if you like, in the profession for some time. You've worked with leaders of big and small firms right across the spectrum all over the world. What does leadership look like in uncertain times and adversity?
Well, great question. Again, here's the thing, right? Leadership is it. You know, you look at great firms, and yes, they have great people. And the reason they have great people is because they're great leaders and they attract great people. Right? So you know, you can't have all of the systems and all of the things that, you know, will make you smart and all the processes and have lousy leadership. I mean, you can't do that. It's just impossible. So you may remember, this checks your music thing, right? You may remember Cyndi Lauper.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You know, the big song.
Time After Cyndi, Time. Right?
And Time After Time was one, and there was another one which was called True Colors.
Right?
True Colors, right? And one of the things we've seen in this time we're in right now is True Colors. We really, really have seen it. And someone actually just wrote an article in Forbes magazine. The article is headed, "When the Old Order Cracks, New Shoots Will Sprout."
Very good.
And the reality is that the old order has cracked. The lady who wrote the article says this. She said, this has been like an extended masterclass in leadership.
Wow.
You watch the great, the good, and the terrifying ugly play out across the globe. Right? How true is that?
Amazing.
And then she says this, that future's here and it's now. Let me just say, getting back to the true colors, I've seen three types of leaders. The first one is panic. Oh my God, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And they run around like with a chicken with his head cut off, or alternatively, they freeze and they say to the team, well, I don't know what to do. What do you think we should do? People are yearning to be led. And so you need to step up to it. The middle group, I call it passive, they're drifting. And then you talk about the people who like soaring through this. And they're the sort of people, Rob, that you can throw anything at them. Why is that? What you see is leadership at its best. What you see is leaders who really do understand what Stephen Covey talked about years ago, that they have something bigger than themselves that they stand for.
Yeah.
Okay? It's that North Star, you know, modern day parlance. It would be what, you know, my friend Simon Sinek talks about, you know, starting with why and really understanding that, you know, what you believe in and what you stand for are absolutely crucial. And unless you articulate that and articulate it in a particular way, you're going to get any client off the street. But that's not what you want. You want people to understand that whole leadership thing. You want people who are doing that in there. So leadership has never been so crucial.
For the sake of closure, you said there's three kinds of leaders. I've got the panicked, the passive. What was the name of the third?
Oh, the purpose-driven. Yeah,
purpose-driven. Right. Purpose-driven. Yeah. Yeah, I just had to close the loop on that one from my own brain.
Thank you. I sometimes leave open loops, right? So thank you for pointing that out. Well, that also begins with P.
So what gets you up in the morning now, Paul? You still help in accountants, I know that, but you're doing it in a slightly different way, aren't you now? So what excites you at this stage in your life, and where's your legacy coming from?
Well, again, you keep asking great questions. Okay, let me answer it this way. Someone once asked me when I started working with accountants, they said, Paul, on the day of your funeral, we're all standing around, and what do you want us to say? So I said, here's Paul, and he made a difference, and he made a difference to the profession, and that's why I get up, to inspire people just through little things that they do to create extraordinary businesses, is it ripples out. Don't just make great businesses, but they also lead fulfilling lives as a result of doing that. When they do that, they influence others around them, they contribute to their community, and they contribute and make a difference to our world. Yeah. That's what gets me up.
And this is part of your work with Steve Pipe and Accountants for Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Another it's a great legend of the profession, Steve Pipe.
Oh my goodness. He's absolutely amazing, actually.
He is, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Again, you know, I feel lucky, right? Because I can hang out with people like that.
So what keeps you curious, Paul? What's left? Because you could do this standing on your head still, but you do have an insatiable curiosity and a drive to learn, don't you?
Thank you. Yeah, I do. I do. It drives me crazy sometimes. You know, I do. You know, it doesn't have to be about accounting. You know, I will look at things and I go, my goodness, how did that happen? You know, I ask myself questions like, how do we get two eyes? I mean, I'm seriously asking myself that question, right? So it also means that in terms of, you know, where fashion is at, and I don't think there's any silver bullets anymore in software, but I still get amazed.
So let's cast a thought to the future as we draw to a close. Imagine you're writing Firm of the Future now. What's coming up over the next 2, 3, 5 years? I know it's so hard to predict, and we've seen such rapid change and disruption even in the last few months, but if you got your crystal ball out, what do you see coming up for the accounting profession in the next little time?
Well, it's very interesting. I was listening to a speech which someone gave a couple of weeks ago in the United Nations, and it was Paul Polman, formerly Unilever, and now, interestingly, the chairman of the International Chamber of Commerce, which means he has 40 million businesses.
Wow.
That are there. And he stands up. He realizes that he's only got like 12 minutes. Final piece was, and this is the answer to your question, final piece was, my wish for you is that you live a life of purpose. That's it. Because when you do that, you automatically living something that is greater than yourself. You really are. What if we looked, we took our eyes, instead of looking inside, what if we looked out? What if we look outside. And then we could see things, right? And you're like, oh my God, look at that. How can I play a part in changing that? You know, and you're seeing the Institute, for example, in the United Kingdom standing up and, you know, writing letters to Boris, right? And saying, hey, Boris, you need to get onto this stuff, right? It's called let's all get on purpose and let's understand our role as accountants, which all comes back to when I was standing on that stage in 1992, 6th of June, actually, and my opening slide just had the word you on it. The next little sort of animation was underneath that, change life.
Great.
And it was an audience of accountants. And if by listening to your podcast, thanks for having me on, by the way, if people get that, then I'd feel so thrilled that they did, because it is the reality. And I don't know of any other profession that so has the ability to do that. And also to understand that entrepreneurs, you know, they're the creative guys, they're all of that sort of mostly, okay? They're sort of head in the clouds. You know, I did a little study the other day, which was so interesting. A whole lot of entrepreneurs, like seriously a whole lot, and we just asked them 10 financial questions and they bombed on every single one.
Ouch.
Of the questions. Seriously. Like, you know, what do you find on a balance sheet? You know, where do you find loans? Where do you, you know, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. And so, you know, they're concerned with, you know, marketing and all of those sorts of things. And they need someone to be able to say, well, hang on a second, you need a 13-week rolling cash flow forecast. You need all of that. And I'm the person who can give you that. I know that's not where your skill is, but I also know, and it's been amplified for me during COVID, I also know when they don't have that, first of all, they can't get loans from the government because their paperwork is right. You know, can you imagine the accountant saying, can I just explain why I'm here? You know, why we're having this conversation?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, go. Well, you see, I actually change lives and I change businesses as well. And I'd love to be doing that with you because you're just the kind of person that I think we can work with. I mean, just imagine people having that conversation.
That's amazing. Right? Yeah.
And it's a pretty simple conversation.
Yeah. Paul, it's been a joy and an honor to chat with you today. If people want to dip into your life a little bit and eke out some of that passion and wisdom you have for the world of business and accounting, is there a way for them to start a conversation with you or reach out?
Oh, sure. You can find me on LinkedIn. Alternatively, really happy for you to drop me an email, paul@b1g1.com. It's really easy. Letter B followed by the number one, followed by G and the number one. Or you can also do it, paul@accountsforgood.com, whichever one raises your fancy or tickles your fancy.
And would you leave us, Paul, with a few words of encouragement and inspiration for the accountants listening that do want to make a difference and do want to live with purpose?
Sure. I can absolutely do that. And it's this, right? When your vision becomes more powerful than your memory, your future becomes more powerful than your past. All about you imagining something that you can build that vision. And if that vision includes being on purpose, it's the difference that you will make to your communities, to your teams, to your families and to our world will be amazing.
Well, Paul Dunn, you have elevated yourself from a legend in the accounting profession to the godfather of the accounting profession. It's been so good to spend some time with you today. Thanks so much. That's been world class.
Rob, thank you. You've been just amazing to speak with as ever. So thank you for giving me the time. I really deeply appreciate it.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.